Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. So the trade deadline has come and gone, and the Orioles have successfully added a couple of pitchers in Helixson and Ramirez, and also a shortstop, a pretty talented kid in Tim Beckham. What we like about Helixson is that he's been a top performer in the league since he came into the league as a rookie, and he's an outstanding competitor. He knows how to win in the American League East, having pitched in Tampa. And he's a very dependable, solid starting pitcher, which is something that we've been looking to solidify this year. So that'll be a help. The shortstop, Beckham, should help us. He's got a good bat. He's got an excellent power numbers for a middle infielder. He's proven to be solid defensively at second and short. And I think he's just starting to come into his own, really, as a ball player. He was the first player taken in the draft several years ago, which tells you the kind of talent that he has. And he's starting to learn how to hit. If you get a chance, take a look at his numbers outside of the Tropicana when he goes on the road. They're very good among the top infielders in the league in terms of offensive production, and he does a good job, a solid defense wherever he plays in the diamond. So we're looking forward to having him join the ball club and see if we can get some more production from our shortstop position, maintain some solid defense. And now we have Zach Britton back pitching like Zach Britton can pitch. We think if we can solidify the starting rotation, we can make a run at it. So we added a couple of pieces. The kid Ramirez from the Yankees, he's having a really good year in Double-A. He's got three good pitches. He's 10-3. He's a good fielder. He's a good athlete. He's just 23 years old, and we like him as a future candidate to help in our rotation. So we picked up a couple of starting pitchers and a shortstop, and we're gonna take a shot at getting the most out of this season. I mean, nobody's running away with the American League East. Teams are so evenly matched. You know, if you make a move here or there and it gels, I mean, who knows? We still have some hope that we can make the playoffs.
And how close were you to selling off some of those, you know, more important pieces, the Britton, the Brocks?
Well, there's a lot of interest in the pitchers in our bullpen because they're good quality pitchers. You know, it was great to see Zach pitch back-to-back and pick up two saves the last couple of days in Texas. His ball was moving like the Zach Britton of last year, and that is encouraging. And Brad Brock stepped into that role and did a nice job, so he's proven not only is he one of the top setup men in the league, that he can also close. And Michael Givens, to me, is a closer on the horizon. Kid's a terrific fielder. He's got great stuff. He's improved his pitches to get out lefties. So we got a strength on our team in that bullpen, and frankly, I'm glad they're playing for us.
Dan, in the course of all this, was there a deal out there or an offer out there for Zach that if you were planning to go future, it would have been worthwhile to do?
That's a speculative question.
Well, you
right?
know what you want to offer. No, it's not speculative at all.
Well, Zach Britton is one of the top pitchers in the American League last year. And because he had an injury this year, he hasn't quite returned to that form, but I think he's going to return to that form. And that to me, is what Zach Britton is. He's one of the top relievers in the American League. And, you know, there's a steep price paid for the relievers that were traded last year. And that really wasn't the market this year.
Yeah, was there ever a point where you considered being a seller instead of a buyer during this process?
Well, we like our guys, and we like our team, and as I said, you do one or two things right and you get on a roll. You know, there's still hope, and that wild card keeps hope alive for a lot of teams. So I'm frankly glad that we're adding. I'd much rather be adding this time of year than subtracting.
And do you with the guys that you kept, what does this signal to not only your clubhouse but the fan base?
Well, there's still hope for 2017. The Orioles believe there's hope for 2017. The ownership group believes there's hope for 2017. So we're going to keep playing the schedule. We do have some reinforcements, I think, in the minors that are going to be able to come up and help us between now and the end of the year. We're keeping an eye on some players in AA and AAA that we think might be able to help us down the stretch.
Do you think Ellickson alone is enough to kind of stabilize the rotation?
Well, to stabilize the rotation, we got to get some of the guys in the rotation to pitch like they've established for themselves over the course of their career. We're getting some excellent work out of Gausman. You know, we had a lot of patience, but now he's returned to form that we knew he was capable of, and I'm hopeful that some of the others will also return to the form that they established for themselves. Jeremy Hellickson will certainly help, but to have the other guys pitch like they're capable of, you know, that would be good too.
Were there any pitchers on the market who you might have been able to stick around past this year? Any longer-term deals that you were looking at? Pitchers to figure out for 2018?
Yeah, well, I hope Ramirez is one of them. The guy we picked up from the Yanks, you're talking about established major leaguers. There was a couple that we were interested in, but didn't work out.
Was there any interest in some of your position players, Wellington Castillo, Seth Smith, for example?
Well, there's interest in varying levels of interest in a lot of our players, but you know, I still like this team. I like this team for this year. I like this team for next year. And I you know, you've seen fits and spurts of this team playing very, very good baseball. So the consistency will come when we get a consistent, stable rotation.
And does both the contract status of you and Buck and the age of the owner play it all into the decision to stay the course?
We expected to have a contending team all the time this year. And when we ran into a couple of bumps in the road, I think we still think that we can have a good team this year. And, you know, Brian Sabian said it best, you want to be adding on August 1st. That's what we're trying to do. We're all trying to get to the playoffs. Some of the teams that have gotten the playoffs on that last spot have been able to capitalize on that and go on and win a championship. So it's really a marathon, but if you can complete the marathon and get into the playoffs, you still have a chance.
Yeah, you've been pretty active in the month of August as well, historically. Is that something you anticipate as well after the smoke clears from the city?
Well, we're going to work on seeing if we could add to the club. It's going to be obviously harder after the trade deadline passes, but we've been able to make a couple of deals along the way that helped the club. Diaza was one deal where we picked up a veteran player that helped the team. I think we added Nate McLeod from within the organization a couple years ago after the deadline. So hopefully we'll be able to. Michael Bourne last year was a pretty good pickup for us. So hopefully we'll be able to find some more veteran players like that that know what it's like to be in a pennant race and to compete down the stretch for the wild card.
J.J. Hardy's contractual situation play into trying to get a Beckham, because you know you're going to have him for several more years, whereas Hardy, you don't know
what
situation.
Well, what I like about Tim Beckham is he's 27 years old, and to me it looks like he's just learning how to hit. And he has an opportunity to help our ball club, not just this year, but in the future.
Dan, on the subject of the international slot money, can you explain the philosophy of that, and whether is that a long-term view as well for the club?
Well, we've been utilizing the international slot money to help us acquire some pitching to help our team, and a lot of the other clubs will invest it for pitching to help them in the future or players to help them in the future. We've been utilizing it to try to strengthen our pitching staff now while we have a window of opportunity with the position players we have here. So that's just utilizing a trade resource to impact your team now rather than 3, 4, 5 years down the road.
To follow up on that, sure. That money, is that something you would have expected to spend anyway? Or is it just a simple situation where you may not be able to spend it, so you're going to...
Well, it's a hard cap, so you can either use the money to sign amateur free agents, or you can trade it to the clubs that will use it on the level. So you can either use it or trade it. So we use it, some of it, and then we've been trading some of it.
And throughout the whole process, did you have any contact with the Nationals concerning Zach or not?
Well, there's a lot of interest in our pitchers in the bullpen, and there was a lot of teams that feel that that big closer in the bullpen will help their team. So, you know, just about all, we talked to just about all the contenders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.